going to listen to your mind? Is that what you're going to do? What does it mean?
Yeah.
Okay. ماما جان این مدیتیشنیه که چشمتو میبندی بعد چیز میکنی تو دستت میگه آیا من در دستم وجودم کجاست تو بدنم
You can start from the top or the bottom or the middle. I don't, it doesn't matter. But make sure that you don't have to go organ by organ, but make sure you get pretty much everything.
No, you do it by yourself.
Oh,
yeah, everybody knows. You try to find that presence to see where you can find yourself as you think you exist. Where is this existence? Is it in the hand? Is it in the feet? Is it in the head? Where is it? So you go inwardly and you say, am I in the hand? And just be quiet. Am I in the legs? And just be as long quiet as you need to. Am I in my head? Slowly open our eyes. Did you see the difference?
Yeah, that was beyond. I like to tell you my experience to see if I did it correctly.
Okay.
It's the first time I did this meditation. Mm-hmm. I asked and I was in my head, in my hand, in my legs and beyond. I didn't have a border. I just was. As mm-hmm. if there was that white canvas and there was a picture of Niloufar drawn on it. So I don't know if I was supposed to feel that way or feel empty, but that's how I felt.
It's mental, still. It's correct. But do it one more time, today. بشمیده امشب با هم میکنی.
couldn't ask. I asked one first and two and third one. Mm-hmm. I couldn't ask more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Wasn't any of in any of my part of my body,
mm-hmm.
but it was there because I was hugging it.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't pinpoint it where it is, but it was in the arm again.
Was it in my hand? Was it in, but it was.
I can't pinpoint it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now that you say it, it's always here.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like the vehicle you have that you ordinarily experience things with, but not that.
That's right. It is like this. I sit in the van to drive. How much am I part of the van? When you realize that through this meditation, and those of you that felt it in the center of your being more, because it's localized there, and then it takes on, in other words, is a right place, absolutely right place for now, and I'm tripping over my own words. But anyway, what I was trying to say is that once you do that, then when Bawa says you're not the mind and you're not the body, you say, yes, I know, because I did that. And it was proven to me that I'm not. You know? Yes, you're right. I am not this body. Not because Bawa said, not because Satyam said, because I sat down and I realized it. You know, and Niloufar, what she says is absolutely the truth. She is in the car and yet outside of a car too. But still there is a connection, not connection right now with you. So if you do it one more time, you see the dream and the sleeper. You see the one that went to sleep and the dream of it. So, Hishmajan, what happened since we did that for you?
So, when I asked, are you in my head, I get sink and lose and...
You got, it started sinking?
Right, when uh-huh. I asked you in my head, mm-hmm. go down, and then I couldn't ask more questions.
Mm-hmm. You kept going.
Right.
You kept going, in, I mean, deeper into
you
silence.
Like
that energy. Mm-hmm. Well, sure, should I be coming into that?
That's good. That's good.
I couldn't locate it, just go down.
Yeah. That's very, very good.
But
very, very good. This is very, very good. I would like to say something a little bit more to be watchful about is our method, it is art of living. So every tools will take you into the almost state of samadhi, khalse, eventually. Stay on the wall of being here or not being here. If you fall into the state of samadhi, which is like a deep sleep or transcendental state, then when you come out, after a while, there is too much differences. So when you are sinking, as long as you're sinking and you still you're aware of being here, is a standing on the wall. When you get deep and you transcend staying here, then you are in the other side, which is a beautiful side if you want to go in some caves in Himalayas. I would not recommend it here because it become useless to the society.
Once in a while is okay?
Oh, absolutely, once in a while is okay. But consciously aware of the wall on it is where it needs to be. No, I'm not talking about your experience. That was really good. But I'm saying when you have that taste, we have a tendency to feel like we got it. We can go deep meditation. Why don't I spend more time there? And then you can't function because it will pull you in. You're driving, it will pull you in. But what she read is essence of my teaching. Can you read it again?
You should read it again. Now it makes more sense.
Silence is the base to all activity. It's important to close the shop of imagination and sit and bathe the five senses and the mind and the body in it. There are places to go like bars, clubs, gyms, hospitals to get physical and mental relief. For us, silence is very crucial. This silence can be carried over if we choose to carry it.
Mm-hmm.
Take silence as your companion. As we open our eyes, just be very vigilant with the silence. We look around and still be aware of that silence, as a witness in the silence and in the world at the same time. Be a witness to this silence. As a witness, you can carry it everywhere. If not, there will be two of you separate from that silence. Two, you separate from that silence. When in deep meditation we get used to silence and deep meditation, then in the world we come bombarded with the noise, inward noise and outward noise. You have to stand at the line between the two, witness of the noise and the silence, part of each and none of the above. Being in it and yet beyond it is the art of living.
Mm-hmm.
So line is the wall you're talking
about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Richard came to the world as soon as he was totally in this transcendent.
I know. When I tried to find out if I was in my head, found out I wasn't in my head and head disappeared, then everything else disappeared.
Yeah. It becomes a habit. It becomes an addiction, like smoking. It becomes a habit of, you know, because you are nourishing it so much, next thing you know, it just pulls you right into it, which is great. When it pulls you, go into the silence, but alertly silence. You're alert and yet silent.
There was an experience that I'd share right now. When I came out of the silence, I know I'd gone too deep. And I tried to come back out and went right back into it. When I came out this last time, when I came out when she had, I had a reading. There was a disconnect, complete and total disconnect, in the fact that I was really, really jumpy. And why was it jumpy? Because the noise, even though it's quiet here, the noise
was thunderous.
Was just tremendous.
That's what I'm trying to say. This is
so
exactly.
An example,
now, when you
read,
see me in the class, I go deep. You see me deep, you say, I am so alert. So alert at that time. I am sunken, I'm in ecstasy, but I'm also very, very alert. You know, it's not one of those things that I come back and say, you know, where am I, who am I? What did that happen? Oh my God, it's like having a hangover.
When alert of
there she described it.
Yeah. Alert of worldly and
yeah,
silence.
Alert of that present time. I'm completely alert, and yet I see what is happening.
There's more.
Yes, please.
That witness is alertness. The watcher of the silence and the noise. And then you find out that you are neither. Extraordinary freedom, because you can shift your intention to silence or as a witness to the noise.
Mm-hmm.
We prefer one to the other. Both have to be watched